Ну, здравствуйте, дорогие друзья.
Hello, dear friends.
Шалом, хаверим, якарим. Мы должны были эту беседу сегодня, первую беседу.
We were supposed to have this first talk with the European CLI as preparation for the European Congress in November on the 8th to 10th of November 2019. We were supposed to have this talk in Hebrew, but unfortunately, because of technical reasons, we've switched to Russian because we didn't have enough translation. We apologize for everyone who was expecting Hebrew. Take this pause and switch to the Russian channel so that we'll be able to translate from Russian. Pause, get prepared, and let's get organized with all the translations. We have all the European groups with us in their centers. In their virtual connections, we see Bulgaria, Doverage. In a virtual way, Liquid, a huge group, Europe, the United Europe, where there's friends from all over the groups in Europe. We see Varna. Let's say hello. It's a completely new group that was created in the last year in Varna. We see Czechoslovakia. We know who their representatives are. Thank you to everyone who is participating. This is our first meeting as preparation for the Congress, and as any other preparation, we are starting with a meeting with our teacher, Rav Michael Lightman. Hello, everyone. I'm very happy about this meeting. In Europe, I have a connection. Our connection is quite unique. So this European Congress, for me, out of all the congresses that we go through every year, for me, it's the most important. Because it's a place where we can truly, all of Babylon of today comes together in the most sophisticated way. Therefore, our progress precisely in this place, in this region, in this continent, Europe, is very important to all of us. Therefore, I'm very happy about our meeting, and I'm prepared to be with you with heart and soul. We prepared this meeting in Hebrew, basically, but because of technical reasons with translations, we had to switch at the last second to Russian. So please. So I also want to apologize to all the groups that want to ask groups. Unfortunately, this brief format of 45 minutes, we won't be able to ask questions. Michael Lightman has many meetings with journalists and writing articles, and we're happy for the time that he gave us, and unfortunately today we can't open the opportunity to ask questions. Therefore, we gathered all the questions in advance. Michael Lightman, we'll do it another time. Whatever we don't have time for today, we'll do later. And now, I would like to turn to Bulgaria, the United Group of Bulgaria. As the owners of the Congress, the hosts, give us a few words. Bulgaria.
Должна услышать Пловдив.
We're waiting for you. Bulgaria. We're waiting for you to say a few words.
Окей, ну давайте тогда перейдем дальше. Может быть, вы наладите
связь. So let's go on. Maybe you can organize the connection, and at the end of the meeting, you can give us your blessings. I just want to say from myself that from October onward, even from last year, we planned to have a Congress in Bulgaria in 2018. It didn't work out for some reason, and the convention was switched to 2019. Bulgaria has a very big deficiency, a great desire to do this Congress and make it the best Congress. They found a very good place in the mountains where everyone can connect. And where they can give a very intensive inner gathering, which will allow us to go out to wide dissemination. But before we come in November, we will begin this process now. This is why we're here, and we want to ask Rav Dr. Michael Lightman to verify what are the main goals and the main missions of the European United European Group before the Congress. And in this, we're going to the questions. The questions were sent on different subjects about the spiritual development, work in the group, work in the ten, dissemination, our concern for the world. And we'll start from the end. Since we have other platforms for verifying spiritual issues, and we have the webinar, we have other places, but for dissemination, it's very important to us to verify precisely in this meeting. So it's clear to everyone that the geopolitical current status with the crisis, the political and economic growing crisis that includes the immigrants, the economic anti-Semitism, violence, homophobia, fear about the future, and inside this general chaos, the division, the Nazism, and also the disintegration of all these liberal democratic ideas. All this, as Bala Sulam writes and Rabash wrote, the greatest Kabbalist, this demands from us to come with our solution to the people of Europe. And for this, we want to dedicate our upcoming Congress. We can't stand on the side anymore and watch what's happening. It requires very serious work and coordination of our activities. Therefore, we're starting our preparation for the Congress, the upcoming Congress in Bulgaria. And the first question is for Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. How do you see our mission, or what missions do you see that we need to carry out before the Congress to bring the first sparks of our work? For this, we truly need, before the Congress, to go through many subjects, topics, that for today will give us a clear picture of the economic and political, social situation in Europe with all the regional issues and the general problem of connection between all these regions, meaning we will need to learn how Europe of today, because Europe of today is Babylon, is the current Babylon, where truly is a reflection of humanity, of the future. On the one hand, it would be so wonderful if we could, in a good way, in a correct way, for the sake of everyone, for the benefit of all the nations and the countries, if we could connect them on the one hand, if we could connect everyone. On the other hand, it's impossible, because in each of us, and everyone together, the ego is sitting. Therefore, we can't transform Europe to united, because it's written about in such a nice way and nothing will come of it. The unity of Europe, maybe they can unite in their banks, financial institutions, but all that has nothing to do with connection between people. Therefore, we need to learn all these issues, why they are happening from the beginning of Europe, from the beginning of the awakening of Europe, and now they are coming out. We are seeing to what extent these problems are not solvable because at their foundation there is the ego that cannot be corrected. And Europe is clashing with the problems that the world has just in a more advanced way, because it's a very advanced continent with a very diverse population, very extensive education, but unfortunately without education. In principle, we have to provide to all of Europe, we need to prepare ourselves for our Congress. How can we still figure out what's missing in Europe? In what way can we connect this region? How can we apply the force of unity, the method of connection, the stages of connection? How can we detail all the stages? How can we turn to Europeans with this so that it will be clear to them, so that they will accept it gladly with understanding and have hope to make it easier for when Europe comes apart and these parts will be in antagonism one toward the other? So actually, ahead of us, we have, I would say, this mission, this global European mission in verifying the problem and the solution. All this we need to learn along with, again, we're going through Kabbalah lessons according to the detailed plan of our development. After all, we're developing inside us, in our soul, in the same desire to reveal the Creator. And this upper force of nature, and to raise it to a degree in which we will have a feeling, understanding, recognition of this upper force of the nature, to try to be like it, complete, etc.
This
is the normal way that all our groups operate. But along with this, we need to prepare for the Congress in Europe according to the specifications that is necessary for us, for Europe. And we, of course, all of us in the world must understand that when we are dealing with Europe, we're dealing with the world, actually. Only in a situation that's closer to the solution. Because until the world reaches the stage that has the same problems as Europe, it might take a few more years. I think only somehow toward the end or middle of the decade, somewhere around 2027, 2028, that's how it appears to me, the whole world will feel the same problems that Europe is currently experiencing. But there they will be felt in a more extreme and sharp way, because still Europe is a continent that is very cultured. There are very educated Europeans that come with the culture of generations. They have their education, even though between them there were many wars and all kinds of verifications, but still, there is a European culture that ties them together, and the rest of the world has more barbaric stages, exists on more barbaric stages than Europe. Therefore, it reached that stage of this tear in society, and it will be felt in a much sharper way in Europe. Therefore, it's good for us to prepare Europe so that we will be able to prevent a situation of disintegration of the world, which will bring to disintegration of humanity and war of destruction. Therefore, the Congress is extremely important for Europe, for the whole world, for us, for our organization and each of us. While working on it, we will raise ourselves to recognition, understanding of the same problem that the Creator is placing in front of us. And now I am prepared to answer questions. Okay, before we continue with the questions, I have a little question. You said Europe had a great education, but there wasn't enough education. Can you give a good definition of what you mean by definition? It's clear that the whole European education is European. You can't compare it to any, even Russian or post-Sovietic. Africa, Middle East, Latin America, in principle, all of those are regions. From a scholarly standard, they're way behind Europe. Regarding education, I don't see any special pressure.
Движение. К тому, чтобы дать
some special movement that will be able to give Europeans the correct education. In principle, they're always hearing about United Europe, and they understand that actually there's no unity. There's some recognition of evil, of nature, and we need to understand what this egoistic nature is of ours, why it makes us reject one another, how to rise above it. Meaning here there is a fertile field to understand what gives us the wisdom of Kabbalah, what the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us, so that we can connect and truly give and reach equivalence of form with nature.
Теперь вопрос, тоже, который мы получили. И к нему даже есть цитата.
Now another question that we received.
Секундочку. Так. Степень ценности или... Это цитата Бааля Сулама из статьи...
It's a quote from Бааля Сулам from Peace in the World 7. The good of each and every person in the audience is measured not by his own good, by how he serves the audience in general. So the opposite, how do we measure the evil of every person to the extent of the damage that he does to the audience in general and not his personal value? These things are clear as sunshine from the side of truth and also from the side of good, because there's nothing in the general but that isn't in the individual. And the question is, all this dynamic of development of the European groups are students that are studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, and the question is, what does everyone need to do from those people studying the wisdom of Kabbalah to be beneficial to the society and not just study Kabbalah for their own personal pleasure? Beginners start studying Kabbalah for themselves. It might even take a few years till they understand that Kabbalah is not intended for yourself, but it's intended to learn the system of nature. You need to go into this nature. You need to attain a state where you reach integration, because all of nature is integral. And the entire wisdom of Kabbalah brings a person to a conclusion. It might be a long path because our ego is hiding our ability to understand that we are in an integral world. We don't feel it. Therefore, when people start to recognize it, it especially happens quickly in tens. When we connect in small groups, as the Kabbalists advise us, they understood why we need to do it, because all of nature is divided into 10 parts, and each of those parts to another 10 and another 10. And when we connect to small groups where 10 people participate, it can be 8 people or 5 people, but in general, it has to be not a big group where we want to implement this closeness between us against the ego. This is a small group of 5 people or 10 people. In principle, it has no significance because the ego is still will rise up and not allow us to connect. And this is the main thing. And we will search how we can get around it, go above it, pull the upper force to connect one with the other against it, etc. There are many methods of how to fight it. This is something we need to control. And when we gradually reach it, then we'll be in the next stage where we connect in a 10. I'm talking about our main groups in the world. We connect in tens. And as a result of these tens, by feeling ourselves in them, we can begin our spiritual work, and the spiritual work is felt, and this is really what we started last week, how we can navigate or implement the ups and downs, the ascents and descents in our spiritual advancement, not just up and down, like we all felt many times with all kinds of perceptions and different feelings, sensations, but up and down, we will transform this energy to advancement towards the goal. And this is something that's very important to us. This is what we started dealing with now in the last few weeks. And I hope that the general mass of people that I see in front of me right now will deal with it along with us. I recommend to you to start getting organized. Varna, Sofia, Plovdiv, and other places, because this is truly the practical Kabbalah, and it allows us to rise quickly above our nature and see nature as eternal, perfect, where actually our soul exists. In our body, we know they exist for a while. And then, as the world works, they come to an end. So we need to look at these two stages, these two levels, the corporeal and the spiritual. And we need to try to implement these things so it will help us advance spiritually. And we need to get everything we can out of spirituality, so also our corporal path will be good, we'll be able to exist. There's no reason to suffer at the corporal level or at the spiritual level. We need to use both of them to advance in the correct manner, and that is to feel comfortable. You did. Question from the women of Spain. How to overcome a situation of stagnance, that we don't feel anything before we go out to dissemination. Women work very hard in the tent, we study, we carry out all the tasks, the duties, but there's some psychological thing blocking us from going out to wide dissemination. How do we overcome this barrier? I don't think you should go out to dissemination physically in the streets there in Valencia or
любых городов, любых районов Испании. Я не считаю, что это нужно. Я считаю, что это просто надо распространять.
City in Spain, I don't think there is a need. I think we need to disseminate in Spanish. There's tons of people in the world, 500 million people, including South America.
Я считаю, что это надо делать.
So I think it's something we need to do. For this, they just need to disseminate all the things that we have in all the media forms that we have today. Today we all have our own little chat, our Facebook, Twitter, etc. So I think that this is the main thing. With such a great quantity of people, if they do it intensively, if they fill these niches, then imagine how in Europe thousands of people, if each of you
всевозможных сообщений в день.
We'll do 5 posts a day. It's a huge amount of messages. Then people will notice it. And still, they will discover what your direction is, what your idea is. You'll always be able to bring into a concrete place of where, in this way, you will have more people joining you. And I think this needs to be our dissemination today. And we don't need to go out with flyers or newspapers, but just the internet. Next question that's coming from a few groups in Bulgaria. How can local groups connect between them? How should the integration between the groups in Europe take place? I think there's always enough translators that can translate good materials from one language to another in all the European languages. Apart from that, in principle, there is a center coordinating all these things. This center takes upon itself this work. Some of it happens here in Israel, and some of it happens there in Europe. And we have to organize things so that you will be in coordinated, present your materials from the European Center, from the European University. You need to do all these things so that it will all be official and attractive and in a respectable way, etc. I hope all this will happen. Now we need, toward this Congress of ours, we need to do all this. We need to launch all this, I hope, in the Congress. We will already have many new friends. It's also very important for them to come. Even those who only just now started getting into our ideas, for this you don't need any preparation. If you started now and we present the correct materials, so as not to confuse people, drown people, then I think they will want to come and take part in our Congress. Yes, now we see Kabbalah.events. This is the site you can go into. And then go to the local site in your language, and there you'll see all the information. I'm asking the broadcast to show the email address. Here it is, questions@kabbalah.events. This is where you can send all your requests, your ideas, and we will start to gather all these things together and prepare our common place where we will truly, like Dr. Michael Lightman said, we will present this single voice of Europe. So the next question, we have a few more questions. Bala Sulam said
that и потом постепенно он начинает понимать осознание зла, как вы сказали.
Quote number four. An undeveloped person does not regard egoism as a bad attribute and uses it openly, without shame or restraints. He steals and murders in broad daylight wherever he finds it possible. The somewhat more developed sense some measure of their egoism to be bad and are at least ashamed to use it in public, to steal and kill openly. But in secrecy, they still commit their crimes. How can a person expand their feeling of responsibility toward the entire world? Like you, Bala Sulam, Rabash. No, it doesn't work the same way. We don't need to try to feel like the whole world or even towards your country. Today it won't work. Today, in our ego, we've gone through much more than this. All this, we need to reach inside the group. I'm talking about the people that study with us, people that are developing the soul. It's as if there's something growing from the earth, this small plant, the same thing with the soul that wants to come out of the body. So we have to help this soul to come out, sprout, and for this, we need an environment. As we learned, you need minerals, air, salt, sun, etc. And this helps this plant to come out of the land and develop. This whole environment is the small group that exists around a person. We create a group around each person, and it's called the 10. And this 10 helps us to rise up above our egoistic nature and start to feel something else inside it, meaning by feeling a completely new sensation, new definitions, start to feel the world in a different way, to see it through different glasses. So that when we, in this manner, when we look at things this way, we see that apart from the negative egoistic force that we're all pulling only for ourselves, there's also a positive force in the world that in principle it might be working, it might be able to work between us, and it's the key to good, and then at least it balances out the egoistic negative force with the altruistic force. And then, in the correct connection, we will be able to begin to reveal the source of these two forces, where the Creator is revealed. The upper force is simply it's the force at its highest level before it is divided into this positive and negative forces. That's what we're heading towards. So I think we need to reveal all this and dedicate a lesson about that in the Congress. You need another question. Let's think that we have an ability to give to the European leaders some kind of plan how to get out of the crisis. What do we need to, how do we need to start to build such a plan? And what is the conclusion we need to reach? The last point in the plan. What's missing is, we were just talking about it. What's missing is one thing, a good positive connection between people. It can't come from anything unless we come to a good connection between us and bring upon ourselves the good positive upper force of the world that it will be revealed. So let's do it. It's up to us only. If we connect and do congresses like this and meet more often, organize ourselves in the group, then around us we will have a good field, not egoistic, but the opposite. We will have the attribute of bestowal. People will feel that we have something. They will begin to subconsciously feel that we are different, that we're not regular people, that we have a different understanding of nature, of the connection between people in the society, how it must be connected. Why such things are happening. We need to feel the reason. We need to explain to people why things are happening in this way or that way and how we can change it, how we can change the flow of everything that's happening. And this is only if we advance in by ourselves. So let's start dealing with this intensively and start disseminating our material in all languages, with all means, through the internet. And we will see results very quickly. Thank you, Yuritsa. We have reached the conclusion. Our time is almost up. Now, all the students in Europe, all the friends are welcome to the European Zoom. Now the broadcasters will show us. The Zoom is 202-404-8008. And another request, if Plov can connect, if they have something to say, a word. Plovdiv? They're talking, but we can't hear. Maybe one more try.
Не слышно. Ну, друзья, тогда я за вас скажу.
Может быть, будет слышно сейчас?
Еще раз попробуй, Антон.
Try again.
Попробуй еще.
We can't hear.
Не получается.
К сожалению. Не получается. Будем ждать ваше слово на следующий раз.
Okay, we hope to hear you next time. I just want to add that the friends from Bulgaria have really prepared for this meeting. It's a very special group with a warm heart. They are the people giving all the mirror congresses. Whenever there was something with Rav, they met there. Unfortunately, not everyone can be in the other congresses physically, so they are really yearning for us to reach them, and the friends are working very strongly on dissemination. They've taken great strides in their advancement in the, on the social networks. They're printing articles every week. There's an article of yours in a Bulgarian publication. In the morning, they go into their centers. Maybe they can ask something in the webinar. The last question. Now we're starting our concrete work with the European Congress groups, preparation for the Congress. There are tons more questions. I apologize to everyone who didn't get an answer to their question. They can ask next time. If you aren't against it, Dr. Lightman, we would like to receive from you some recommendation for our future work. And it's made up of three parts. Now that we're starting to prepare this Congress together, to work this whole group together in dissemination, we should come with a prepared method, with a plan for getting out of the crisis. What's important for us to take into account first and foremost? What's the most important thing? And secondly, what's the correct framework for us to advance successfully? These are very heavy questions. In general, in principle, we haven't dealt with this lately, so I can't just pull something out. We just need to start dealing with these things every week. We need to do something. We need to advance in this manner. And then throughout the next 2 or 3 months, we'll understand what we need to propose, what method, in which manner. Maybe not the same for every country or region in Europe. In general, it's something that we need to deal with. There's no way around it. I can't say the questions are very complicating. Let's just get these materials up and gradually go through, start to format and gather the materials. We will ask questions, and these questions will connect us all to learn these materials and look for the answers. This is how we'll advance. So I expect lots of lessons from you and answers, and I will integrate in this with you. Judit, thank you very much for this talk. We really hope that it's not our last talk. I'm available at any time to meet with you. I have no problem. I'll always find time and place for you in my heart. Thank you. Have a good day. Have a good week. Спасибо.